Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to deliver some summer tips for storing fruits and vegetables, along with covering all of our news across our county. But first, the story of silage. Silos are almost synonymous with the American rural landscape. If you have ever taken a Sunday drive around our county, silos can be spotted everywhere. If you've worked around livestock much, chances are you have that unforgettable smell of fermentation or green chops cemented in the back of your mind. But why has silage cemented itself so deeply into our American ag backdrop? The term silo is where we get silage from, traced back to the ancient Greeks. The word syros was used to describe a pit made to store corn. But this didn't catch on in agriculture until the 19th century, when ensiling became a mainstay throughout Northern Europe and beyond. It should be noted that the rapid intake in ensiling in the United States was perfectly timed with the movement of commercial agriculture away from traditional farming. Likewise, the Industrial Revolution that bled into agriculture also meant a dawn of tools and facilities that could effectively enseal with minimum storage. Some of the earliest U.S. silos were similar to the pit styles of the ancient world. But these failed to stay insulated, were difficult to pack, and kept out moisture and were subject to freezing in the winter. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, we saw the advent of brick silos, shortly followed by the cheaper, yet now iconic, cement stave variety. The ability to build these tall, round silos meant that more forage could be stored in less space, with greater efficiency. Thanks to new technology like silage bags, plastic wrapping, and inoculants, plus heavy equipment perfect for packing drive-over piles, silage making is now easier than ever before in our history. With livestock numbers vastly growing on farms, especially dairy, these new methods are quickly becoming favored due to convenience. For this reason, more concrete stave silos are sitting empty, and it's very rare anyone builds them new. The ones that do remain one day may become the next generation of the Harvestor blue tombstones that dot the Midwest landscape. Something as simple as an iconic cylinder silo has really shaped the idea of what people think when they envision the word farm. And this is for good reason. The humble structure was indeed a game changer of its time and has earned its spot on farms across the U.S. many times over. But at the same time, traditional silos are quickly fading into the historic fabric of our proud ag history. The reason for this is reflected in many themes we continue to discuss: expansion, better technology, and the dawn of the new era. It's bittersweet for sure, but it's also a testament to the ever-changing tides and opportunities of agriculture. From the ancient Greeks of long ago to today's producers taking over the reins, silage will be an important part of livestock feeding in these challenging times. And now that summer is here, fresh fruits and vegetables are available everywhere, bringing with them the challenge of proper storage so we can enjoy every bite. Storage methods depend on the type of produce that we keep and where we keep them. Summertime favorites such as fresh berries, strawberries, grapes, and stone fruits, including apricots, are highly perishable and need to be refrigerated. Berries especially can become moldy in just a couple of days. Apples, on the other hand, can be kept at room temperature if they're going to be used within 7 days. Leafy greens such as celery, carrots, broccoli, green beans, and asparagus all need to be refrigerated as well. Some types of produce need a little more ripening when they first get brought to your home. K-State recommends leaving the nectarines, peaches, pears, and plums on the counter so they can ripen and then put them in the refrigerator. The key is to watch these fruits carefully because they ripen quickly. Plenty of other types of produce can be left at room temperature. Bananas, melons, citrus fruits, pineapples, tomatoes, onions, garlic, and potatoes. For my homeowners, I've been talking about bagworms for the past month, but this week will be the optimum time to spray your trees and shelter belts. Lots of sprays work for the control of bagworms, so that's the easy part. Making sure that the whole tree is covered is the tricky and challenging part. If you have any questions over bagworms, call me here at the Extension office for the latest fact sheet. Don't forget about the county's Farmers Market, both in Mound Ridge and McPherson. They are open each Saturday morning, where they deliver homemade and homegrown products. Please note that we are here at the K-State Research and Extension Office to help you with any and all of your daily questions. KSRE is just a visit or a phone call or email away. K-State Research and Extension has compiled numerous publications over agriculture and horticultural topics, and we have many programs available in the fields of ag, family and consumer science, plus 4-H and youth education. You can get a complete list of our upcoming events on our webpage or by calling us at the office during normal business hours. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your agriculture or programming questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.